Hello, my name is Caroline Mitchell and I'm the author of the book Paranormal Intruder, True Story of a Family in Fear. This is our fourth podcast for Paranormal Intruder and today is Sunday, the 5th of January 2014. Coming up shortly, I'm going to be playing you another one of the recordings that we captured when the activity was at its most active. This one was captured just as Neil walked outside when he was in the pub with his friends, and I think you'll find it very interesting. But first, I just want to wish you a very belated happy Christmas and New Year. I do hope it all went very well for you, and it's very exciting to be at the beginning of 2014 for us and so much is going on. Our book has launched so successfully. To be honest, I never would have imagined it would have been as successful as it is. It's just taken us by surprise, really, the amount of support that we've had, and we are so very grateful for it. And I'd like to thank everyone who's bought the book and made it a number one bestseller in all of its three categories on Amazon in the UK, and number one in America in the supernatural category as well, and ranking really, really well in the charts over there too. As I say, the reviews have been fantastic. Thank you so much for everyone who's bought a Kindle or a paperback copy of our book. And if you haven't left a review already, we'd love to hear from you. Certainly, we've been receiving some fantastic emails, messages, Facebook messages of support. And it's been very, very interesting hearing of the amount of people really that have had paranormal experiences. Because as I say, it doesn't always hit the media, which is, you know, easy for me to understand why not, because, of course, you're always for fear of ridicule. But it's been very, very interesting hearing from other professionals who have experienced paranormal activity. My next book is fiction, though, I have to say, because I just discovered a new love for writing that I never had before. So after I'd written this one, I just thought, you know what, I don't really want to stop now. And it's going to be a crime thriller with a paranormal twist. They do say write what you know. So that's what I'm doing. And certainly marketing this book currently, getting it out there has been so important to us, to myself and Neil. As he's always said, you know, it's such a massive thing to happen to you. I want everyone to know that this is what we've experienced, and I don't want anyone else to feel as alone as we did during our time, those awful times when we experienced activity we just couldn't understand, and we just felt so alone that it is wonderful to think that so many people have read our book. So thank you, thank you, thank you once again. I'm going to leave you shortly. I'm going to play these sounds. As I said, this is short and sweet, but we will have a lot more coming up soon. We've got lots of interviews planned with friends, family and other people, which I'm sure you will find of great interest. Do keep spreading the word and, you know, keep speaking to us, keep sending us messages, and do let us know what you think of these sounds. Like I said, Neil was in the pub. He was on his way out. He had his recorder with him. It is quite noisy in the background, so you'll have to forgive that. But you will make it out. Probably best to listen to it headphones if you're not too nervous. But obviously, I do have to give you my little disclaimer to say that if you are of nervous disposition, don't listen to these sounds if they worry you at all. If you're a child or anyone that feels they may be affected by it, perhaps it's best not to listen to them. However, if you're like me and you start to become immune to these things after a while, please do feel free to listen to them and let me know what you think. These are one of the more bizarre ones. It's a kind of a huff or a growl at the start, and then he makes like a pow pow sound. I don't know how to describe it, really. You'll have to listen to it. And then there's a sound of a baby crying. Now, there were no babies in the pub. Neil always played back the sounds afterwards to see if he picked up anything. He found that one quite amusing. There were no babies in the pub, and there was no one else that could have made that noise. You can hear people talking, and it's completely like a different noise to the one that's picked up on his recorder. But make of it what you will. As I said, I've promised to play back sounds and I will regularly. So do make sure you subscribe to my podcast or my website, www.caroline-, that's a little line going across, caroline-writes.com, and subscribe to that and you will receive updates every time we put something new on our website. Anyway, I'm sure you're keen to hear the sounds. So here they are. So there you go. You'll probably find yourself playing them a couple of times just to make sense of them, as we did, but certainly very interesting nonetheless. Please keep an eye on our website, as we will be updating and putting another podcast on this month. So until next time, bye for now.